It's rich, it's alive, it's vivid. Stereophonic sound.
Are you fed up with constantly searching for the records you want?
These kids' real teachers are these satanic musical things.
Every one of my records means something. The label, the producer, the year it was made.
I'm teaching you about rock music.
Seriously, you're totally elitist. You feel like the unappreciated scholars.
Okay, let's spin a disc.
This one's 20 hours. What do they vote?
Howdy, hi, and welcome to Cut by Cut, a podcast in which we deep dive into each track on a particular album in 15-minute to 20-minute increments. That's right, so we're going to start with The Misfits' Walk Among Us, and we're going to do, each track in order. I am Eric.
I'm Chris.
And here we are with 20 eyes in our inaugural episode.
In our head.
Let's start talking about this. This is off Walk Among Us.
Yes.
It is the first released Misfits album,
yeah,
but third recorded.
You know, Satan bless you for trying to figure out the actual chronology, because even those who have put it to page doesn't make it. I read it and I lose track so quickly.
It's amazing, right? So I went to the wiki. We got this book, Music Leaves Stains.
Great book.
For as much research, I feel like with the Misfits, every time you get a little bit of knowledge, it immediately gets discounted by other knowledge.
Well, or on purpose by Danzig himself.
Yeah, it's really this strange miasma.
That one I might have to look up, folks.
Dude, I own a dictionary and I'm not afraid to use it publicly.
That's what I get for doing this with a friggin' English teacher.
Right, yeah. Well, you know what? That's what I get for doing it with an English teacher.
Yeah, sure.
I have to prove something to people like myself.
If I sound like a moron, it's because I'm trying to use, you
the
know,
big
10
words.
Cent words when I'm not a 10 cent word kind of guy.
I'm trying to use the words that embiggen the heart
of
every man.
So what's the symbology then?
Yeah, this. So where do you want to start? I have a whole bunch of things to talk about. I've got facts about eyes.
Yep.
I've got misfacts.
Nice. Misfacts.
Yeah. Yep. I've got, we can talk about the lyrics of 20 Eyes, the horror of 20 Eyes. I've got a lyric quiz, which I want to save to the end, see if you can guess what song
you're
it's
kinda,
from.
You're kind of, you're just laying out all the cards here.
Yeah. Well, this is, you know, so that the listeners at home
know what
to expect from the episode.
Okay.
Right? And then
well, I've got a few things too. Then
we'll give our final reviews, and we'll see how that works.
So, for you know, a little inside podcast here, you know, radio folks.
Yeah, yeah. Pull back the curtain now.
Eric has worksheets. Eric filled them out. I did not. So that's kind of what you're in for here, just as a
well. I'm an educator. Half my job is making worksheets.
Yeah, you did a good job. I think in my abject, just.
Well, you're a rebel, Dottie.
Yes.
You know, and I even used
I've seen things
salmon colored paper.
It's beautiful. I appreciate what you did. I carry them around proudly. I just can't bring myself to fill them out.
No, but I appreciate it because you've turned my recording studio into what can only be described as the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
I'm wallpapering your space with my random printed pages from various references.
Well, I love it. I just need to get you some red string so you can start drawing all of the connections. Right?
That would be fantastic. So, and then we got to get like the 360 camera scope of the...
Pretty soon it's going to be you just being like, and who is this Arthur Googly? And it'll be all over the place.
Who is he really?
Yeah. He's a mailman from Lodi, New Jersey. Okay. So let's start. 20 Eyes.
Yes.
Not one of your favorite songs.
Well, no. I think it's a perfect... no other song on this album should have been the first
opener.
Song. The opener.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my words for what the proper terms are for things, but no other song...
I'm here to guide you through the complex terms like opener.
Opener.
The first.
This opening track is... This is the perfect track for an opener. Just the way they open it, the way the recording starts... You know, the way they record everything with, every now and then you get little clips of like studio sounds that they didn't edit out for whatever reason. So the song opens and just throws you right into the album. It's great. So as an opener, love it. As a lover of songs that maybe have a little more complexity than others, this song is shallow.
This song goes against everything that I normally hate about other forms of music.
Hmm.
So a lot of music that I can't stand it because it's vapid, because there's nothing there. Yeah. It's like looking out at a desert of just sound.
So the idea that this song has any real meaning to me is laughable.
But we tried.
We tried for you people.
We're bringing it to the people. We're the translators.
You, dear listener.
So what did you find about 20 Eyes?
What did I, just in general?
Yeah. I mean, yes, okay, we have, here's the structure of the song. We have 20 eyes.
Yes, in our head.
We know that they're in the head. They're all the same.
All the same.
Right.
You know, then they're just crowding up your human face.
Okay, so that's what we've got to work with. That is pretty much a breakdown.
Yeah.
And so here, let me introduce some eye facts to you.
Oh, great.
Okay, because here it immediately raises questions with the validity of having 20 eyes.
Could you do it?
The average person blinks 12 times per minute.
Okay, got it.
If you had 20 eyes,
yep.
Would they all blink in unison?
No.
So
mine wouldn't.
That's 20 times 12. That's math. That's your department.
Yeah, okay, 240.
So that's 240 times your face would be blinking in a minute.
Yeah,
if
sure.
It didn't blink in unison. But
our
pairs blink in unison.
That might create like a wind.
Right?
Like the flapping of 20 eyes.
So I think that they all click in unison.
I don't know.
But it would create a definite strobe light effect, right?
You know the guy from Radiohead.
Yeah, Tom York. Yeah.
The guy. The lead singer.
Yeah.
You know.
T-Bone.
Not the most photogenic of
T-York. T-York, yeah, we hang.
Creative genius.
Yep.
He blinks like one and then the other.
Seriously?
Yeah, he's got a little.
Yeah, I know he's got like a dropsy, right?
His face is not symmetrical.
Right.
You know?
If half the brain is involved in the seeing process and suddenly you were to have 10 times the amount of eyes that you currently have, that's totally wrong. Yeah, 10 times because you have 2 eyes, so 10,
yeah,
20
I'm following
eyes.
Yeah, following along.
Would more of your brain be involved?
I'm going to say that depends.
So when we get to where we think this song comes from, like, I don't think so, because I don't think brain or like flies are very smart.
Okay.
Or bees are very smart.
Okay.
They're complex, but they're not smart.
You're talking about blinking. I don't believe a fly has eyelids.
No. I'm talking about half the brain is involved in the seeing process.
Okay.
So if you have more eyes, is more of your brain active?
Well, I don't... Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, would there be some weird kind of 20-dimensional stereo, whatever you would call stereoscopic vision with 20 eyes? I would imagine it would all be boiled down into...
Yeah, okay, so we're getting down a really strange... one single image.
Right.
All right, cool, great. did you know, and this is my last of the eye facts,
okay,
that the word eyeball... Do you know who coined the term eyeball? The word eyeball did not exist before this person.
Give me one hint. Is it someone? Would I know the name of the person?
Ubiquitous. Yes, you would know the name. If you didn't even know the name, if you didn't know the name, honest to God, I would beat you to death.
So eyeball would be something like, I'm gonna fail, but like Thomas Edison or something like
William Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
Eyeball first appears in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Nice.
Right? Now hold on to that fact specifically as we jump through some of these songs, because it's not that I don't doubt Danzig is a genius, but there's accidental genius that is happening in these
like
songs.
Like monkey in front of a typewriter kind of genius?
Like his output during this time was just so much that he was incorporating all of these things.
Yeah, well, so when you listen to him talk about anything he's ever done,
yeah.
Well, on one hand, he's basically thwarting any insight people think they've ever gleaned on anything he's ever written, right?
Right.
His job, I think he believes as an artist, is to keep things as cryptic as possible. So whenever asked for explanation, it is either something so shallow or so simple that it just cannot be true.
Right. Like, where do your songs come from?
Every song's about violence.
Yep. I hate people. Okay,
or
great.
People love missiles. You know, like weird, like...
So we're looking at... Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cut you off?
I totally lost track of my
Good, because that's my job, is to cut you off dead center and mid-thought. You had done some pretty good research, though, because we, in doing the research for 20 Eyes and trying to dig around, anybody who does so will come across Misfit Central.
Yep.
There is a debate at Misfit Central, a little bit of a hot button topic that you and I feel we have the answer to.
So it's which movie most strongly influenced this song?
So anybody who looks at the Misfits lexicon, yep, will see at these first couple albums, and I think they're a little bit more latent. They're a little bit more hidden in these earlier versions.
So right back to the point I was trying to make before that I lost track, mm-hmm, on was, I just think he's so immersed, even before he started this band, he was so immersed in all these little subcultures that he had gotten into, the movies, just his fascination with various morbid pop culture events of the time, and various things that he pulls from, okay? I think it's one of those things, you know, you like sit down and you binge watch a show.
Mm-hmm.
You ever get to a moment where you like whatever aspect of the show you're relating to most, like you're in it, you're dreaming about it.
Chris, what you are describing is the whole reason this podcast is getting started, is to follow these threads.
Right. So I think he is in this world, his mind is set and he's pulling from all these, whether it's horror, sci-fi, movie references, he clearly loves, you know, at the time, the movies from the previous two and a half decades of just sci-fi, horror, noir films, that he's, mm-hmm, so deep into these things, he doesn't even know, at the point when he's writing a song, he doesn't know or care to admit where he's getting these influences, from. So he'll tell you, you know, we have a cut from a clip where he tries to tell you, or at least at the time when Walk Among Us was coming out, where 20 Eyes comes from.
Right. We're going to save that.
Okay.
For the end, you and I are going to conjecture. You and I are going to go right, off on so, where we think this song so, is about, and then he'll tell us.
And he gives an explanation, and it is completely utterly...
Do you want to spoil this right now?
No.
Okay.
Tune in later.
So that will leave you hanging on the edge of your seat. You know what, folks? Right now is not the time to go away for popcorn.
So coming back to it, the two movies this song could be possibly influenced by.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Or one, probably obvious, we think 20 Eyes. What has multiple eyes? We think of, naturally, A Fly.
Right, yeah.
So the movie The Fly, which everyone should know. Most people probably think...
Vincent Price's...
No. Most people are thinking dude from Jurassic Park.
Oh, the Jeff Goldblum.
Fly. Sorry, yeah. Most people think... I mean, I saw that first,
obviously. Yeah, or the Eric Stoltz sequel.
Awful, but yes.
Yeah.
The Fly, 1958 film, told as a kind of tragic after-the-fact retelling of a murder scene, or mm-hmm, death scene, I should say. You know, so it's told from a noir-y kind of cops investigating.
Horror noir.
Is that a thing? So
noirer?
You know, I admittedly watched it somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
Once Netflix was around.
Yep.
I started...
You were catching up on going that stuff.
Real deep on things, and naturally Misfits being stuff I was into. Start finding some of these movies that I think are... The Fly being an obvious one because of Return of the Fly and Vincent Price and all
yep,
this.
Yep, yep.
So it's kind of a cheap, shallow thing to think about with this song, though. I can see how people jump there, but...
Well, because even if you look at, what, all 8, 10, 12 words in the song, the only thing that makes them... connects to The Fly is
just lots of eyes.
Right. And so I said no, that there was no connection to The Flies, that misfitscentral.com is wrong.
Or just too quick to jump to the easy conclusion.
Yeah, I think that's the group mind of internet. I'm insulting the internet right out of the gate here.
The internet.
Yep, but they only flies only technically have two bulbs. They don't actually have 20 eyes.
What's the entomology?
Yeah, entomology. Yeah.
So I was going to, for any entomologists out there, want to write in. We'll give you probably some contact information later.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us about all the things about flies. How work? Just they were probably,
or at least argue this point.
Yeah, you would probably be making our point for us because we don't. We're in agreement here, but I was trying to make at least some argument for the fly as being a...
Yeah, that's what I've got.
Where it's
flies got, have lots
you know,
of
I
eyes.
I want some more contention here. I just can't
right.
do it with yep. this. With this.
No, I feel like in with later on The Fly and Return of the Fly, Danzig pretty well covers everything those films
the
have
fly.
To give us.
Yeah, Vincent Price.
Yeah, yep. So... We posit the possibility of another better, greater, worser film.
Yes. I do believe Misfits Central also possibly credits this
song. Oh, okay. Did they?
Yes.
All right.
They admit that there is...
I thought I was being so good. I thought I had it.
At some point, I think they revised
this. Oh, okay.
To
include this other one.
The possibility. Although gotcha. It is listed as the alternative. Not
yeah,
the,
no. This is the...
The 1965 made-for-TV...
Yep.
Science fiction horror... I guess it's a film. Is it a film if it's made
for
TV?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Eye Creatures.
I mean, film, a movie maybe. I don't
stepped
know.
On it. The Eye Creatures.
The Eye Creatures. And this isn't an Ayn Randian, like the Eye Creatures, like capital I. This
no.
is creatures with pustulates of eyes all over
there
their bodies.
There are several different variants of the Eye Creature life form.
Yep.
But the more common one is, yes, a... fleshy-looking thing with lots of nodules.
It looks like Kermit with herpes.
I didn't count. I should have counted. We could count.
Kerpes?
No.
Hermits?
On the head
yep.
of these
yeah,
creatures,
yeah, yeah.
there probably are about...
20 eyes.
20 bumps.
Yeah. I'm saying it sounds better than just guesstimating. Like, 18 and a half eyes in my head.
Yeah, well, it also, you know, much... You know, they might be slightly different.
He's
not going to say about 20 eyes in my head.
Right, right. Although he could. I guess it...
Approximately 20
rhythmically
eyes.
Rhythmically, it might work, yeah. About 20 eyes in my head. No, no, no. Glenn needs to be definite, man. This song, in order to sell it, you have to know how many eyes are in your head.
Yeah.
Because one of them is going to get conjunctivitis. And that's just going to be... one massive mess. Could you imagine 20 red eyes in your head?
20...
pink eyes. There
pink
we go, not red eyes.
In my head.
Yeah.
That would be gross. I hate conjunctivitis. As a father of two...
Yeah.
You send your kids to preschool. They get pink eye. You're trying to help them because it's awful. Oh. You get pink eye because if I tell you folks... your hand's dirty, don't touch your eye, what's going to start happening?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your eye's going to itch like a son of a bitch.
Do you, when your kids had pink eye,
yeah.
how did you have to administer the medicine?
You have to hold their eye open, depending on the age.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As they got...
But I mean, the type of medicine you gave
it's
them.
It's an olfactory drip or drop, right?
When I had conjunctivitis in the early 90s, and I don't know if anybody else did... I had a clear
Nobody.
Paste
just you.
That I had to put in my
oh,
eye.
Oh, like a Vaseline
gel,
kind of...
like in my eye. And then I had to blink and blink and blink until it dissipated. So it was like a clear toothpaste that I put in my eyes.
Yeah.
And that made, in my opinion, it worse. My
yeah.
eye boogers and my eyes were like crust.
Which is one of the worst parts. You wake up and you can't open your eye, you know,
yeah.
and then you're like peeling back the...
Yeah. So, I mean, these eye creatures have some very real and very notable issue. You know, you can get right at them.
That might be...
You just smear poop right in their face.
So, this is where I jump to this movie, The Eye
Creatures. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was, if for any, you know, fans out there of Mystery Science Theater 3000, the show was covered in Mystery Science Theater 3000.
But we're going with This Is Why. And so, the film is pretty cool. Like, one... music by Les Baxter, who was like an exotica and lounge music king.
Okay.
Like he was pretty much like exactly who you wanted for this kind of stuff. And the director, Larry Buchanan, did two classic films. One did It's Alive, but
Ooh.
Also did Mars Needs Women.
Okay.
So in our quest to be audionauts, in our quest to go around the universe of a particular song and pull it apart, so we've looked at the potential influences.
Mm-hmm.
We've looked at some interesting eye facts.
Eye facts. Great, great facts.
Yeah, yeah. No, fantastic.
You beat me to the deepness on that one.
I have what I call misfacts.
Nice.
Right? So I started like conspiracy theorizing.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah,
yeah,
that was what I was doing. So I noticed that 20 Eyes is a minute and 41 seconds long.
Okay.
The second track on this, which we'll talk about in episode 2... is also a minute and 41 seconds
yeah.
long.
Yeah,
so I looked up. I know that Danzig is big on like numbers and numerology and stuff. So I looked up 141 and what it means symbolically.
Oh, wow.
Right? And here's what I got. 20 Eyes and I Turned Into a Martian are both 1 minute and 41 seconds long. Sonnet 141 by Shakespeare. Remember when I told you eyeballs
yeah.
was a Shakespearean
yeah,
thing?
I'm pulling that back out of my pocket.
In faith, I do not love... in faith, I do not love thee with mine eyes, Whoa. For they in thee 1,000 errors note. So I'm thinking in these misfacts that Danzig is actually, and this is going to be my pet theory, that he is digging a lot deeper than he wants us to believe. Danzig is a much smarter man than, for whatever reason, he wants us to let on. And I don't know if growing up in Lodi, New Jersey meant you hid your light under a bushel.
Maybe.
You know, or whatever the case may be.
I have a tough time figuring, and I'm not anyone to criticize anyone's knowledge, and I'm not trying to diminish any of it, but I have a hard time at times trying to figure out if he's so smart that it's like worth a parody, or if he just is trying to look smarter than he is. Because there's moments where there's...
No, I think Danzig's...
And he's clearly a smart guy. I mean, the guy can write this a song.
But we're going to do this in old debate fashion. Okay. I'm going to take the stance from here on out, stating it right now, that Danzig is a certifiable Einsteinian genius. Oh. Of the likes of Mozart and Shostakovich and Herbie Hancock and, you know, all of these other greats. So I'm beginning my postulation with 141, eyeballs, Shakespeare... Sonnet 141 being about looking at a woman and viewing her and saying, "This is what I feel."
Yeah.
So I'm stepping up with my big guns.
No, that, this you is came it. Right out of the gate. I'm ill-equipped.
Yeah,
to take the
in counter. All of our show notes and in all of our prepping. There are some things, man, that I am going to like quick draw you on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to blow your socks off.
My shoes are off. So
I should probably aim higher. Well, that's a hygiene thing. What kind of monster wears the shoes in the house?
I agree with you. But I'm tightening my belt because I don't want to be blown out of my...
Yeah, I'm not going to blow you out of your Levi's. Pants. No, it's not going to be that kind of podcast. In fact, I think you'll find that most of us, when we swear, I'm going to try to be beeping those out to make it helpfully family friendly. So
while you're listening to this album, for the most part, will be... You'll be able to handle it.
Yeah, yeah. With the exception maybe of Skulls, if you can't.
Yeah, just... Yeah, don't let your daughter listen to that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Or your son. I have a couple of funny things. So all right. I went into... So the common theme with me, with some of the Misfits songs, some of Glenn Danzig songs in general, from any of the era of Danzig songs.
Yeah, yeah.
There are some songs where he just... He goes into that frenetic, quick, you know, punk rock cadence.
Okay,
and the way he lack of enunciation or draws out some of the words just to like either turn them into a whoa or just get the right notes out of it, because he has a great voice, it leads itself to me to, you know, not necessarily hearing things the best. So there are basically lyrics that people just...
Yeah, misheard lyrics. Misheard. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll get there.
Yeah.
Get there, folks. Bear with me.
You just need a snappy title, man.
So from some of my favorite... possible misheard lyrics.
From 20 Eyes?
From 20 Eyes.
Okay, great.
My favorite misheard lyrics off of a site called Misheard Song Lyrics. Wow, great job, Chris.
They had a team working on that one.
20 Eyes, possible misheard lyric. Horny eyes in my head.
Ooh.
So I can imagine like singing along, horny eyes in my...
Yeah, that goes right with the 1950s theme though of like young couples in the woods. Yeah, I can see that. Okay.
Or bony aisles in my head.
Yeah, yeah. That one doesn't really...
That's not good at all. I don't know how you would get there.
A living nightmare.
Here's my favorite. Only I shave my head.
Yes. All right, so there's four kids sitting in a car, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all jamming out to a Misfits soundtrack or a Misfits cassette that somebody made. They flip it over and they get to the first side of Walk Among Us and...
Only I
shave my head.
Only
how do you talk to Dave and Philip the next day about about this decision? Like, you know, I swear to God, that's what I've been hearing all these years.
Yeah, great. I don't... 20 Eyes in My Head is probably the easiest part of the lyrics to get right.
They're,
you know,
the only parts of the lyrics.
Given that it's the name of the song, you can... if you see it in writing very often, you can figure out the word. You know,
that is so true.
Those aren't the part. So I was a little disappointed in the site in that they went the only with the 20 Eyes, but the 20 Eyes in My Head part.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's other parts of the song when he is just go, you know, when you see 20 things at a time. Just,
oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
This one isn't... Or the part of the chorus, when you're seeing 20 things in your mind, you just can't slow things down. Then all those eyes, they're just crowding up on your human face. That one there, I couldn't think of anything clever.
Yeah.
But that's a perfect example of a part in a song when he's saying that. I when I'm singing. So this happened. We went and saw Danzig. He had Doyle. It was part of his whole thing where he was more, him and Doyle had reunited. And they were,
yeah, I was there for that.
You went with me.
Yeah.
They also did a previous, you know, iteration of that a couple years earlier. I'm guilty of, you get up there, you're there, you're singing in the moment, and you're just making this closest approximation of the sounds that I do it all the time with them. So it's less of a, I have words to substitute in the place of the things I can't hear, or I'm just making.
Do you have one for this song?
I don't, not for this one.
we'll have to talk about those later, because I have a few of those too. And then there's things like where I think I'm mishearing the song, and then I look up the lyrics for Misfits song, and I'm like, wow, I was right?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like, how? That's
how and
God,
hell.
I just feel so terrible. All right, so now you pulled this rare Misfits interview from 1981 off of the old YouTube machine.
I had to go a little deep in YouTube, but it wasn't too deep that you couldn't find it.
All right, and so we think we have, this is Danzig talking about it, right? Talking about 20 Eyes?
Yes.
So I'm not going to clean up the audio. I'm just going to play it from the drop, and we'll go from there.
People will understand.
Yeah.
Authentic.
It's called 20 Eyes.
All right.
You know, yeah. What's
probably the best song on the album, I think.
Yeah, it's real upbeat. Sort of has a real nice melody and stuff like that, which I'm sure people will hear. Nice,
it's sick. It's good.
Where's the title come from? What's it about?
You want to hear the story about this song?
Okay.
I had a dream. And I was in the audience. I seen this really ugly punk band. You know what I mean? I mean, they were ugly, and they were playing. It was like a garage band.
We're talking
band.
Ugly.
Right? Yeah, we're talking ugly. I mean, you know, zits, pockmarks, the whole bit. I mean, curly hair. I mean, you know,
good looking.
Glasses. Yeah, really, really great looking. And I ripped this song off then. I said, they're never going to make it, so I'm taking that song. But this was all my dream, so it's my song anyway.
This is true. He told me this when we were learning it. He said, I ripped off this song in my dream, but it's really my song, so I really didn't rip it off.
Yeah, so that's how this song happened.
Well, first of all, he's asked what the song is about. And rather than tell them what it's about, he tells them maybe the moment that he thought of the song, which I don't discredit. It's the standard middle finger. I'm not telling you what it's about. You can think about whatever you want. I stole it from myself out of a dream.
It's almost time for us to wrap up, and we still need to talk about cover songs.
Yep.
And then I think that's about it. So
Yeah. About dreams, I do try to write down ones that I remember that I think are notable. For instance, you end up suffering some of this most of the time, or I'll text you random things about a dream. If it was like a lucid dream and I wake up, I'll just text it to you, or I'll write it down quick in a notebook. Because I do think, find it, I don't keep journals or anything like that, but I didn't mean to sound so judgmental. Journal away, people. I'm not good about keeping a journal, but I do think dreams are funny and remembering them are good.
Yeah, and nobody wants to hear about anybody else's dreams.
Well, I shouldn't tell everyone about.
No, about the 20 eyes all over my body.
No.
So anyway, this is. Did you find any good covers? Did you find anything?
So there's a couple. It was. I didn't go too deep on this one, mainly because there's a tribute album came out in '97 called The Violent World.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of the '97 era punk bands / pop punk bands doing a bunch of covers.
Yeah.
So there's a good one by a band called Shades Apart that I was kind of a fan of. I didn't go too deep. They went a little. Commercial towards the end, and it got a little, you know, poppy on like Columbia Capitol Records or whatever the heck it was. But interesting thing about them, they're on Revelation Records, which is one of my favorite, you know, hardcore record labels of the 90s.
Yeah.
And the Shades Apart, their first album was produced by Bill Stevenson from
The Descendants and all.
So
Black
great,
Flag.
They had a lot of cred, and
yeah.
It's a great cover, which, but this is off the seminal Violent World cover tribute album from my youth.
All right, and I'm just going to go right into it. Here we go. Ooh, they've got that nice split this out.
Yeah, they're stereo. Again, they're crossing into that produced. Got a little Bad Religion feel to it.
Yeah, I'd actually never heard Shades Apart before. We're going to save this for another episode, but we need to desperately, and maybe it's going to be the next episode, talk about what makes a good Misfits cover.
Sure.
So let that be a topic. Also, if you have something out there that you want to talk about this album or about the songs coming up, by all means, feel free to drop us a line.
Yeah.
We don't have an email address
yet. We'll have email at the end of this episode that you can
Yes, I'll include it in the link when we put it up on iTunes and stuff like that. But right now we don't have one, so follow the iTunes description.
DIY Spirit Man, not all prepared.
Build this boat as you sail it. Exactly.
All right. Wouldn't have it done any other way.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
By the end of this episode, we might even stop talking to each other.
I hope not. I hope we at least get one more out there. All right, so that was You Had Shades Apart. I have a band called Banjzig, Banjzig.
So hold on, let me guess the format. Is it like big band, kind of like?
Oh, it's, no, it's, this is all banjo and ukulele.
Banjo, oh, sweet.
Yeah, so Banjz, no relation, IG.
Banjzig.
Banjzig.
Eric's good, guys, and, deep cuts.
Yeah, here we go, here we go. Got that basic, you know, it's 2011.
Can I hear the refrain part, like the when you're seeing?
Yeah.
When you're seeing 20 things at a time, you just can't slow things down, baby. When you're seeing 20 things in your mind, you just can't slow things down. All those eyes.
Nice.
It's just crowding all over your human face.
It's the... This is why I think, and I'm going to stick with this. This is my thesis for the whole album. Danzig is a genius.
Yeah.
To make a song that could be covered as a pop punk song, and to make a song that can be covered as a ukulele choir, there's not many artists out there outside of classic rock and roll, Beatles, and I would say Ian McKay and Fugazi who could probably get away with this.
There's nothing more confusing probably for Danzig himself than to be... reaching that point, or not, I mean, have reached that point where he is ubiquitously covered almost in a parody kind of way, but the song can still be great.
And it's so earnest.
And
yeah.
He used to hate some of these song formats, you know, some of these musical types, but he's got to have a little bit of guilty, just egocentric pleasure where it's like, that's my jam.
Oh, I hope so.
You know?
I hope so. So here we are, 20 Eyes. We've talked about it now for almost half an hour.
Yeah.
How many pink eyes would you give?
Pink, disgusting, crusty eyes.
How many pink, disgusting, crusty eyes in your head would you give this song?
So I'm going to set it up and give it context. I would give it, I'll say 15 out of 20.
Really?
Because... It like I said before, I think at the open, just they come right out of the gates. First track, couldn't have put that anywhere else on the album.
Yep.
It's the only song that should have been the intro, the opener. Very, again, maybe not my best song, might not be the most complex. Great. It's just, I mean, 15 out of 20.
I'm not very far behind you. I went 14 because okay. I thought with eyes you have to be pairs. Like you have
nice.
To be, like I thought if you have 20 eyes, they all work tandemly.
I see what you did there.
Ooh, I don't have another pun for that. So I went with, I agree entirely. And I completely just got distracted because you said something and I was like, damn, that makes total sense. And then it just slithered out of my skull. Which was, this is the perfect song to open up with. In other words, it's not great enough. It's good enough to hook you in and to be like, oh, I'm really interested in what this horror thing is all about. Yeah. 20 Eyes is weird and it's strange. I'll give it another song. Because the song itself is super hooky and super solid.
Yeah, it's a hook.
But it's not one, I think, that if I were to make a Misfits mixtape, that I would even think twice about
probably
including.
Not. Yeah. I mean, he's all about the hook.
Yeah.
He hated The Who. He hated all these bands that they became at the time.
He hated The Who a lot.
Irrationally.
Yeah.
But...
So I'm going to play us out with a little bit of a band called The Crimson Ghosts,
yeah.
Who are a surf rock band, and this is off their Earth EP. this is 20 Eyes. Thanks for listening. Next week we'll be back with I Turned Into a Martian.
Yes.
Where we will judge how many woes one can stick into a song and still be authentic.
The answer is all of them. Thanks, folks.
You believe in any of that stuff?